Blog Talk Radio.
Belong.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. If God woke you up this morning, can I get a hallelujah? Amen. Good morning. My name is Renita, and I am doing the show this morning. I have an open forum for people who want to come in and testify about the goodness of the Lord and what God has done and transformed and truly made them a believer in their lives. So we have a caller that is online. First three numbers is 412. The last three is 6018. Caller, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I was just listening in.
Okay. God is good and bless you for listening in. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have another caller who is online. The first three is 919. The last three is 7969. Caller, you are on. Hello? 919-7969.
Good morning. This is Brother Albert. I'm just listening in along with my
wife. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Okay, well, I pray you enjoy the show. Thank you for tuning in.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Well, today I'm going to continue to testify on what the Lord has done for me and how good he has been in my life. Praise the Lord. I've been through some different things in my life. I've been through a lot of situations in my life. And even when I didn't know that the hand of God was there, the hand of God was there in my life. I've had situations. I've had trials. I've had tribulations. Oh, Lord, I've had so many things transpire and go on in my life. And it couldn't be nobody but the Lord that who brought me through all of this. Thank you, God. I thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank God for his strength. I thank God for everything that he has done for me in my life. Without him, where would I be? Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all, today is Saturday. Actually, it would be, well, it is my one-year anniversary, but I was in a car accident, and I was off the air for a while, but today made my one-year anniversary. Woo, woo, woo. I feel very proud, and I feel very good about it, because God is good. Because God is good. Wait a minute, my phone. Hold on. It's acting. All right, y'all. So I guess I will continue and testify and tell y'all some more about my story. I am now a 48-year-old woman at birth. When I was born, I'm a New Year's baby. And my mother went into labor right after the ball fell on New Year's. Right on New Year's at 12 o'clock. And it was snowing in New York. My dad had to run out, try to find a cab. And he found a cab that would take her halfway to the hospital. But when they got, I was born in Jamaica Hospital, and it's up a hill. So they had to get out, and he had to walk her up the hill. They got into the hospital, labor and delivery. All the nurses and doctors were drunk. So they had my mother laying in the gurney in the hallway. My mother delivered me at 5 o'clock in the morning. When she delivered me alone on the gurney in the hallway, her water broke. I drowned at birth. I made a dramatic entrance, didn't I? But thank God that she had the tools to save my life. As I was growing up and going through life, I encountered a lot of things in my life, molestation, people trying to rape me, and different stuff like that. I didn't understand why, as a woman growing up, that I would have to go through so many hardships and you know, drug addiction, alcoholism, broken homes, mental, physical, emotional abuse, and I didn't understand why I would have to go through so much harsh realities in life. I always thought that what I went through in life was just too much, that a woman shouldn't have to go through so many dramatic and so much pain and hurt in her life. I mean, every single day for years of her life, it was just, you know, to the point where she would be suicidal for a majority or part of her life in different areas, or different, not different areas, but different parts of her life. The pressures would be so overwhelming that she would try to commit suicide. And as I grew and got saved and began to learn about the Lord and began to listen to God and study His word, He told me that the reason why I went through all of this, because somebody has to die in order for people to live, and not a physical, actual death, but die into the things of the flesh. And you have to go through something to have a testimony to be able to share with people. You have to be able to reach people. You can't not have gone through anything from where the other person has been. You know what I mean? Like, if you've never been raped, you fully understand the heart of a woman who has been raped. Some people, maybe they can. I don't know. But for me, if I've never been through nothing, I don't know how I can understand. I see, for me, I can't understand the grief of a parent who has lost a child, because I've never lost a child. So I don't understand how deep that grief or that pain dwells into their heart. I could never truly understand that. And Lord knows I'm not trying to understand it. God knows I'm not. But that was just an example on the different things in life that we go through, of that may transpire in our life, and we have to go through some things. We have to die to flesh. We have to learn some lessons. We have to struggle. We have to go through the valley of the shadow of death in order to know, to truly know God brought us out, to truly bring a testimony forth that is true and righteous in His name, something that's heartfelt. And we know that the only way we made it through, the only way we are still in our right mind, the only way we survived, is because of the goodness of the Lord. And at the time I was going through my trials and tribulations, ups and downs, heartaches and pain, I didn't understand. I couldn't comprehend. And a lot of times during it, I became suicidal. I wanted to die because I just knew this could not be life. What am I living for? To live in misery? To live unhappily? I just didn't know. But thank God, nothing I planned, and y'all hear me clearly, nothing I planned panned out. It was God's hand. It was God's work. It was God ordering my footsteps. But I shall be alive today to tell about where He brought me from. He brought me out the muddy waters. He brought me out of those things that I was going through. He brought me out of my drug addiction. He brought me out of my alcoholism. He brought me out of the feelings of worthlessness after being molested. He brought me out of the feelings of worthlessness that people, a guy put a gun to my head, ordered me to have sex with him and his friends with my three babies in the house. The Lord brought me through that. You know, and I just have to give Him honor and glory today, because what I didn't understand then, I truly do understand now. Well, praise the Lord. Someone called in, 773, first three numbers, 3833, last three numbers. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, caller. Wait a minute. I'm trying to press up my finger. Okay, caller, you're on the air. 773-3833. Hello.
Yes. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless everyone. I'm Sister Billy Burns' cousin. I call in every Saturday.
Amen. Good morning. Would you like to testify this morning?
Well, I just want to say God is good. I'm going through something right now. And, you know, I just have to testify God is good. God is good. He's real. He's good. I mean, you know, he's able, you know.
Amen.
You know, I'm in the in the middle of a problem with my house, losing my house. You know, going through court next week. Well, they're trying to foreclose on it, and I'm standing on the word that God is still in control, and he's going to work it out. And I ask, you know, everyone who who's online to pray for me. You know, my name is Jimmy.
Praise God. Praise God.
You know, if you have a doubt, don't have it. God is real. And he will work it out.
Amen. 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 Well, James, I thank you for calling in. Oh, go ahead. Talk.
No, I was just saying, you know, I call in every Saturday, and I'm really inspired and blessed by all the testimonies I hear, you know.
Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Well, I thank you for calling in this morning, and we will send a prayer out for you today before the show closes. So you just keep tuning in, and I will stand in the gap with you for your home, because God is able.
Yes, he is.
God is able. I'm his 11th hour child. When it all hope looks lost, in the 11th hour, here come my Father.
Yes, he
will. And it's all worked out.
Yes, he will.
I thank you for calling in. All right. Okay, callers, we have another caller online, 919-7732. You're on the air, caller, 919. Hello, good morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Well,
hallelujah.
My sister, for
good morning.
Sing this morning. I just praise God.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Pastor, how are you this morning? Pastor Burns.
Just blessed and highly favored, and I'm listening over the internet, and I said, let me call in. And when I heard my dear cousin calling in, I am proud in Jesus of how he's going through this difficult situation and still giving God the praise. I'm telling you, God can't do any less when
Hallelujah.
You trust him through your circumstances and your difficult situations. God is going to do it, Jim. Don't worry. Don't worry. However he works it out, you just praise your way through, honey, because God is in control. Like you said, God is in control. And I just praise God for just being able to host and be a part of this broadcast, because it does encourage you when you hear the things that God is doing in other people's lives. it lets you know there is truly nothing too hard for God. So
Amen.
You just keep on standing, cousin, and I love you. And I have a testimony this morning. I'm just praising God always. I bought a vehicle. They call them vehicles here, Jimmy. Everything is a vehicle. I call everything a car. I bought this vehicle and was not really led by God when we bought this vehicle. I felt in my, you know, a withdrawal, but I wasn't as I usually am, very vocal with my husband anyway. I said, honey, maybe you think maybe we shouldn't get it. And he's like, no, let's get it. Well, we had gone through several cars, and our son, bless the Lord, caused us not to have them anymore. So we went and bought this car. Well, when we bought the car, I told my husband, I said, you know what? I've been in a Jeep since I've been here. I've been in a Expedition since I've been here in North Carolina. I've been through a Saturn Ion since I've been here, which is really a small car, but sporty, really nice looking car. But anyway, I said, I want like a luxury, some kind of luxury car. I want, you know,
uh-huh.
So my sister bought me an Acura.
Uh-huh.
So we get the car. 2 weeks later, we have to change the transmission on the car.
Hello?
So we get the transmission changed, and after I get the car back, I notice the car is still, you know, not functioning properly. So we call the store or the shop that we had the transmission done in. They were closed. They had closed down.
What?
So it was a national company. It was a national company. And my husband, who is very proficient in finding names and numbers of people that need to get, you know, something done with, he's very proficient at doing that. So he found the corporate company and called them, and they sent us to another place to have the car fixed. Well, lo and behold, when we get there, they tell us that they had not done anything to the transmission.
What?
So this company called, they were in contact with the corporate company, and they sent a rebuilt transmission to them to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they put the transmission in, and we were happy. Almost a year went by, and I started seeing oil on the ground under my car. So I went to, now mind you, this cost us about over $2,000 to have the transmission, which, you know, replaced. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we I'm seeing the oil, and so I take it to our mechanic, and he's like, no, this is transmission leak, and I can't do anything about it. You need to take it back to the people that did the job in the first place. Okay, so we take it back to the company, and I get a call Tuesday, I believe it was, and they said that my car was ready, you know, that I could come and pick it up. So I'm dreading, you know, really, because I don't know how much it's going to cost me to be able to pick my car up. So I called them because I missed the call. I called them the next day, and they said, oh, yeah, you can come and pick your car up, Mrs. Burns. I said, okay. So I go to pick the car up, and when I walk in the door, there is a gentleman that's on the – and he finishes the call, and he looks up at me, and he said, without me saying anything, he said, you came for the Acura. And I said, you're right.
Uh-huh.
He takes the keys off the wall, hands the keys to me, and he says, well, your car is ready. Have a great day. Nothing. I'm like, well,
all
what
right.
happened?
Okay.
And he said some switch had gone bad, and that's where the oil was leaking from. He said, I called the company that sent the transmission to us. They sent the replacement part. We put it on, and you're ready to go. You have a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday weekend. I'm like, praising God. I am praising God as I am walking out the door. I said, thank you, and God bless you. And you know, God is just, he does the unexpected. You know, I said, Lord, my husband and I said, well, we don't want to put, because we put in a few thousand dollars in the car, and he was like, we don't want to put any more money in this car, big money in this car. So we, we have to decide what we're going to do. There's still a few things that have to be done to the car. And, I am admonishing everyone to seek God before you do anything. I just finished a pamphlet, and I'm going to get the book, of Priscilla Schreier. And she is the one that starred in the War Room movie.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
It's very good. And
I plan on seeing it Sunday.
Yeah, and she is the daughter of Pastor Tony Evans, which is irrelevant. Anyway, I just finished a pamphlet that she had, and the name of it is, wait a minute. The name of it, of the pamphlet is, there's a book, but this is just a, you know, a little, I guess, brief introduction to the book, and it says, discerning, a taste of discerning the voice of God. I just want to admonish everyone, don't make any decisions. She says at the end of the book, I'm going to read this excerpt. She says at the end of the book, I was taught that a relationship with God was a personal one in which he speaks to his children. I sat in many prayer meetings where passionate believers shared stirring encounters with God's voice while my own soul was filled with overwhelming confusion. How did these saints know God was speaking? Years ago, I made a decision to believe God speaks, but would not disappoint myself by believing he would speak to me. I hid my growing dissatisfaction with my Bible study and powerless prayer time. I thought this was the way it would be until the day God spoke personally and intimately to me. God speaks to us. He'll give us direction on what to do, where to go, how to do it, how, when to do it. God speaks to us. Jimmy, I'm this is directed to you. I know that you're doing a lot of praying, and, you know, sometimes situations come to us to get us to that place where we say, there's nothing I can do. Ayabosata. Ha! You have turn to God. God is there and he listens to us and speaks to us. Not only does he hear us, but he will speak to us. How does he
Amen.
Speak to us? He speaks to us through his word. He
That's
speaks
right.
to us our spirit. He'll
That's
speak
right.
to us through someone else. I mean,
That's
I
right.
have had encounters with God with people that aren't even saved. They don't even
That's
know
right.
God. But God will tell them something, and when they tell you, you know it's from God. How do I
yep.
know it's from God? Because it is a confirmation of what we've read, of what our spirit is speaking to us. Always, always know that when God speaks to us, it's going to be a confirmation of something that's already gone across. Maybe the preacher says something that Sunday.
Yeah.
Or maybe you
yeah.
listen to something and you say, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking, or that's with that. God speaks. God speaks. We just have to hear him. We just have to be attentive to the things of God. We gotta, you know, we're so engrossed now with the television and with the cable, and we just turned our cable off, and we turned it off because we discovered that we weren't using. We had like 350 channels. Most of them garbage, you know, most of them garbage. We didn't even look. There were just a few stations that we were looking at, and our bill
uh-huh.
was over $200. Like, that's ludicrous.
Yes. Yes.
So we turned off the cable, and we do have televisions in the house, but they're not being really used now.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, not even for white noise, as they call it, when you just have the television on, you're not really watching it. You just, you know,
uh-huh.
just on, filling empty space. Well, we're not doing
uh-huh.
that anymore. But it's giving us also the opportunity to hear from God, to hear what he's saying, hear his direction. I'm telling you, it's just glorious. It's just glorious.
Amen.
Knowing that God will talk to us. And I just wanted to call in and support Renita. And she's going to be hosting the broadcast, and she has a name for her broadcast. What is it, Renita? What's the name of your
Morning Glory.
Morning Glory. And so
yes.
those of you who are listening over the internet, please call in and support. They Overcame, Morning Glory, New Destiny Ministries. We're here to let you hear the voice of God. We're here to be a blessing. Yes, you're right, Sister Renita.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to serve you. We want to serve you. I'm telling you, when you give out what God has done for you, and you bless somebody else, it blesses you to know,
yeah.
you know, that I was able to encourage somebody. I was able to say, you know, a word that brought light in a dark situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I just I just wanted to call in and my support to you, sis, and thanking God for you always. Thanking
yes,
God.
Yes, I appreciate it. You know, and when you were talking about TVs, me and my husband turned off. We turned off our cable too because we were paying close to $200, and I just watched the ID channel. And that's one channel. I don't watch all another channel. And I thought that was a waste of money. So we turned that was off too. And it also it's less distraction because I'm not looking for something to do to fill time in my day.
when I'm not working. Now I read my Bible more. I listen to the word more. You know, that gives me that takes for me it was a distraction. It was an added extra. A tool the enemy could use to keep me from doing something productive in the kingdom.
Yes.
You breaking up?
Yes, God is. He's speaking to us, and in the times that we are living in now, we're living in the last days, and I know that we've the last days since I was a child, and now I'm 62 years old, so I just know that, you know, we're the Bible. I'm 62. The Lord says that we are closer than when we first believed. So each day we're closer. We don't know when it's coming, but we can look at, you know, the situations and the circumstances in the world and know that God has to come. How much more can we can we endure? So I'm saying be prayed up and look up, because the world is coming to an end.
The hills are coming to your help. There you go.
Jesus is going to be cracking that sky, and I just want to be ready. I you know, we get accustomed to things, and this is to my cousin. We get accustomed to things, and we get accustomed to I don't want to say luxuries, but know that whatever we have, it's because of God. And if
Amen.
He's given us one thing, he can give us another thing. We just gotta position ourselves to hear what God is saying to us. You use this time to discover God. Use this time
Amen.
To know. Use this time to be in his presence and ask him, okay, Lord, I have prayed my prayer. You know what my desire is. But now I want to know what your plan is. Guide
Amen.
Me, lead me, direct me to the path that you have for me. She used so many of my favorite scriptures in the book, but there is a scripture in Philippians, the second chapter and the 13th verse. I quote this all the time. It is for God who works in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. All we have to do is lean on God. I mean, the Bible talks about Jesus said, you know, that the kingdom is, we must be like children in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Little children, not teenage children.
Yep.
Little children. Where, you know, we depend on him for our food, like our little kids depend on us to feed them. They depend on us to have a roof over their head. That's what our father is supposed to do. They depend on us to get them where they need to go and what we have for them, whether it's a bus, whether it's a taxi, whether it's a vehicle. We have our own vehicle. But they don't worry about it. They depend totally on God.
That's right.
And on us. And that's how God wants us to do. He wants us to depend totally. Totally. And I know some situations are difficult, but in our difficult situations, that's when we need to, you know, I was one that I remember when I first received the Lord and was, you know, saved, and I did not, if I read about a trial, somebody going to a trial, I would close the Bible. I don't want to read that. I don't want to go through anything.
Amen.
But it's through the struggle. It's just
that's
like
right.
a butterfly coming out of the cocoon. It's through the struggle that we learn that we can depend on God and that we can trust Him. Things don't always work out the way we want them to work out.
Amen.
But
amen.
We still land on our feet. God is still showing us, I got this. I got you. Don't worry. Just trust in me. And, you know, it's to me, it's funny because I say it must frustrate. I know in my human self that
mm-hmm.
it will frustrate me that I'm doing all I can do to bring this person down and they're still smiling.
Amen.
That could be frustrating to the enemy to know that I've taken your house, I've taken your car, I've taken your job, and you still praising God, huh?
Amen. Well, you know, through my accident, the enemy tried to take my life. I couldn't walk. And then I was left here home. My husband had to work, and he started working double shifts because I didn't work. And no one came to visit me. And I could not understand for the life of me, Lord, well, why? Who? What do you mean? Nobody don't love me? You can't come see me. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody. Every person who I thought was a friend was scattered. And I didn't need anything from anyone. But knowing that I was in the house and couldn't walk for 2 months, it would have been nice for somebody to walk up my driveway, knock on the door, hey, how you doing? Hey, how are you? And in that moment, I couldn't understand, but God was removing all of those people out of my life to show me and to let me know that he is the only one that I need. Put your trust in no man. People come and go in your life, but I, your living God, am the only one that you need. And this is too for your cousin. You may lose everything because in my accident, sir, I lost everything. 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 But it's okay because I'm here today to testify that through it all, God is still good. I couldn't walk, but God was still good. But you know who he didn't take out of my life? Mrs. Burns. Because she would call me faithfully and pray with me. There are certain people he did keep. And she was one of them. And I thank God for her. And I thank God for that. He knows who needs to be in your life, he knows. Because when you called me to keep me uplifted and keep me prayed up because I wasn't able to get to church. I couldn't drive. I was scared to drive. I wasn't going out the house. I was traumatized. The accident was so traumatic, and I couldn't walk. So how was I going to get anywhere? No one offered to come even pick me up to take me to church, and I had a church family. So I thought. And that right there is the most painful. And it's also very discouraging because the enemy tried to use the fact that they didn't come around or that no one came around to make me feel like no one loved me. I wasn't worthy. God is a liar. God ain't good. And if I would allow those thoughts to continue to manipulate my mind, then I don't know where I would be in my state of mind today. But thank God, Pastor Burns, your faithfulness, your urging of the Lord to call me and to just pray with me on the phone was a blessing for my life in disguise. So, yes, the Lord will use people because he used you. And so many days you don't even know how just to hear your voice and just to hear you pray with me was very uplifting for my spirit. It gave me the encouragement to go on. And I would like to thank you today for that.
Praise God.
Because it was a blessing. It was a blessing. And you didn't even know.
confused. Come on, sister, let's pray. And I thank God. I thank God. So, Mr. James, I prayfully there's some encouragement in what you just heard. Because even if the Lord, even if you lose everything, it don't matter. Can you still praise God? Is God still good to you? Because believe me, he will replace everything. Triple fold, higher than you ever thought. He will give you things you didn't even think about getting. You didn't even think you could get. They will walk right up to your door and knock. James, hi. I'm your house. How you doing? They will. So, brother, you keep on keeping on, and you stay encouraged in the Lord because God is just too good. Too good. I can't let him go. I've been through too much. I know in my soul and in my spirit and in my heart, I know there is, for me, no other way to live if I'm not living for the Lord. I can't do it.
Yes, there's a song that we used to sing. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him.
Hello.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. It's a blessing. It is a blessing. It's just a testimony to just be alive today.
Yes.
It's a testimony for me to be alive today. And I just look back, and God could have left me dead in that accident because I died in the accident. He could have left me like that, but he didn't. And that's a testimony within itself.
Yeah.
He saw fit. He saw had enough compassion, Renita, you can live on. And I thank God for that on a daily basis. Because that to me is powerful. That to me is a blessing.
Yes.
All the time our blessings are not monetary. All the time
yes.
Our blessings are not material. My left side is my roof of metal. It took me 8 months to recover. My blessing was I was able to recover and resume my life back here, and I'm getting back to where I was in life. That's a blessing to me. He didn't have to shower me with money. He don't have to shower me with gifts to know that he's the one and true living God. He gave me life. And that right there is more precious than money or anything else that he could give me.
Yes.
He gave me life. He gave me breath. He gave me a right mind. I'm able to dress myself again because I couldn't dress myself by myself. I couldn't cook. I couldn't do none of those things alone. But today I can, and that's a blessing. So, yes, I do seek the Lord. Yes, I am a Jesus chaser. Yes, I am radical in God. And I thank him, and I love him dearly. God is good. God is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. God is good. God is good. Well, callers, there's no new callers on the air. I would like to ask Pastor Burns, would you mind if your mom, because my husband is asleep, I can't ask him, but would you mind if you could ask your husband, would he mind to pray for James? I would like Amanda to cover the prayer line.
Yes,
I think that's in order of God. It's just been on my spirit to ask him to pray, and I was kind of nervous and scared to ask, but I'm going to just go ahead and just, I'm going to go ahead. The Lord said, let a man cover the line. So if you don't mind, and whenever he gets ready, I'm going to go ahead and cue him in. So whenever he gets ready, he can just pick it on in.
Oh, yeah.
Prayer.
Of course, he's there. I'll open up James's line. So.
I will. Okay. It's open.
Are you there, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope that something that was said was encouraging to you.
Oh, very, very much so. You know, yesterday, all day yesterday, I was on, well, not all day, but the better of the day from the afternoon after we spoke all the way through. I was on, I have that that app, King James Version Bible.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm going to start from my favorite books in the Bible. Are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because that's when Jesus, walking the earth and he was talking. So I said, I'm going to start with Matthew, and I'm going to read, I'll read it as they speak it, as they read it, through the app. And I'm going to go all the way through because I want to hear Jesus' words. And through that, I got to the part where he was talking and speaking in parables, And the Pharisees were asking, why are you speaking in parables? Because some people, he said, some people don't understand when you say one thing, they can't automatically pick up on the other thing. So he speaks in parables so they can understand. So I'm like, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. So a lot of the stuff that I was having doubts with, talking to me through his words by me opening up this, this Bible app, because I had prayed. I said, Lord, I need to hear from you. Help me to understand what you're saying to me. I want to, talk to you, but some things, the flesh man does not understand. So I need you to help me understand what you're trying to say to me when you speak to me. So when you were saying, when Sister Burns was saying, that God speaks to you through different ways. I'm like, that's what I was hearing when I was reading and listening to that Bible yesterday. So I just praise God. I just thank God for His mercy, he's such a good God, and when I let go and let God, a ton of bricks was lifted off my chest, And I remember asking Billy, Billy asking me yesterday, after I told her I had been praying, she said, do you feel at ease? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel comfortable? And I'm like, yeah, I do. It's like I don't have this. I'm not gonna stress out on it like I have been doing. So that's really, that's amazing. God is amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Amen.
He is amazing. He is amazing. And like I said earlier, I a lot of people when they have problems, what the enemy tries to do is he has them to concentrate so much on the
mm-hmm.
issue, on the things that they're going through,
mm-hmm.
that they totally forget about God and forget that God said, "Lo, I am with you always."
Always.
Amen.
Even to the ends of the earth.
Ends of the earth, right.
He's with you. He's with you. And he wants to draw close to him. What you did yesterday, Jimmy, I'm telling you, that's God, because I know that, you know, even when people go through sicknesses, they have, you know, they'll watch something on television. When I went into the hospital and I had my gallbladder removed, every time the nurses would come into my room, I had my phone set on Pandora. I didn't turn the television on. The boys came and turned the television on one time, but I was in the hospital for 6 days, and I had the worship music on the entire time that I was in there. And that's what you have to do. God said, draw close to me, and I'll draw close to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go through those situations, you're doing the right thing, Jimmy, because the enemy will come to try to steal your faith in God. He'll try to kill any kind of relationship that you have with God, and he will rob you of your peace, because you think that you can't have peace in this situation, but there is peace, because I'm resting in you, Lord. I don't know, I'm going to do what I can do, but I'm still going to rest in you. I'm still going to trust in you. I'm still going to believe that even in this impossible situation, that I'm going to come out, and I'm going to come out on top. I'm not coming out on the bottom. I'm coming out on top. God said in his word that I will not let you be ashamed. Huh. He won't let you be ashamed if you're trusting in him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trusting and you believing in him, he's not going to let you be ashamed. He's not going to let you be ashamed. So I just thank God. Keep in the word. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't, you know, stay in the word, and you will come out. You will come out of this thing, and you'll be on top. It'll be, you know, you'll have a testimony. This is the building of your testimony. This is the building of your, you know,
and you know what, Bill? You know, it's strange that you say that. I mean, because I had told God, I said, Lord, this is going to be my testimony.
Yeah.
What I'm going through and what you bring me through victoriously is going to be my testimony. You know? Because I told him, I said, Lord, you know, I see all these people have these testimonies and, you know, of all the things that you know, they've been through and you brought them through. Out of even when Jesus was doing all the miracles, you know, he you know, when he made the lame man walk and the blind man see and he raised the dead, you know, those were testimonies. And I said, this is going to be my testimony. Are you just saying what you said? Just, you know, even validated what I said yesterday. You know, I mean, wow, it's amazing. You know, and all I can say is God is awesome. God is awesome. You know.
Amen.
If we just let go and let God and believe, you know. And I truly believe. And you know, and I think I, you know, not saying that I'm better than anybody else, or we're better than anybody else. But what's your name again, sister?
Renita. Good morning, Renita.
Renita. Okay, sister,
yes,
Renita.
Sir.
You know, we come from a praying family. You know, Billy will testify to that. We came from a praying family. You know,
mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not like I didn't know God. I mean, you know, or who God was or what He did. It's just that I did not get closer to Him. I'm closer to God now than I ever was.
You know? Praise God.
And I am truly, truly, eternally grateful that God, you know, loves me so unconditional. You know,
amen.
You know, I mean, because if where would I be without Him? Where would I be?
That's right.
Or any of us. Any of us.
That's right.
I mean,
yes.
He wakes me up every morning in my right mind, not in a jail cell, not in a grave, not in a drug house, but in my own house, in my own bed, in my right mind.
Say it again. Say it again.
You know, I mean, wow. Truly amazing. Truly
mm-hmm.
amazing. You know, and there are some days I say, you know, I don't feel like, you know, getting up and praying. But then I say, you know what? You can't do that. You cannot do that. God brought you this far. You know, He brought you this far, and you come a long way. You know,
yes.
I mean, wow. And the devil is busy. He is busy.
Oh yeah.
You know, he never sleeps. He never sleeps. He never sleeps. You know, he's constantly trying to pull me down, pull me down, pull me down, and I'm not going to give in to.
Amen.
His tricks, you know. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
Amen.
So.
And don't let nobody else. Don't let him send nobody else to drop nothing negative in your spirit either.
Oh no.
Amen. Amen.
I pray that God always brings positive people in my life, you know, and keep the negative people out of my life, you know.
And that was my prayer before my accident. And Lord have mercy, when I recovered, I had Sister Billy Burns still in my life and
mm-hmm.
one other woman.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've had so-called friends that I thought were my friends, but God showed me different, you know. He showed me different,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I think today with the... Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. No, you go ahead.
I think today with the world being in such the turmoil that it is in, I don't think people understand what a friend is anymore,
mm-hmm.
because everybody
right.
is so basing their life on the world opinion and views and the
mm-hmm.
world knowledge of how we should live, and nobody really is going back to the basis of the Bible where God is telling us how we should live. They're getting away from the word of God and getting into
right.
the world of Satan. You can't straddle the fence.
Right.
Because God will show you up.
Mm-hmm.
And He will expose you. So I don't think people today know the meaning of what a friend is. And the ones that do know truly have the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're walking out scripture in their life.
which is a blessing. Be a light upon somebody. Be a light in somebody's life. And that's what we're here to do, to continue to shine the light so others may see which way we should go. And that, to me, is a friend.
Right.
Don't let me keep dwelling in darkness. And if your light isn't shining, then you in my way, because you making my path even darker.
Right.
You know.
And you're keeping me from my blessings. You know,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
What the enemy does is he will cause distraction to come
mm-hmm.
into a home. So to get us off balance of seeking God and knowing, you know, what God wants us to do, he comes to distract us, and we have so many things that can distract us in the times that we live in. We have, you know, the like I said, the cable TV and the, you
uh-huh.
know. Then he uses our mind, and that's why the Bible tells us that we have to let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus. We have to
Amen.
Get the mind of God. We have to, you know, and how do we get the mind of God? We have to study his word. We have to read his word. We have to talk to him and let him talk to us and change that mindset in our mind so that we are the light, so that we are the ones that are able to, you know, people can look at us and say, well, wow, they went through that. My cousin has a God heart. He has a God heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I don't want to go into it because that's his story, but
mm-hmm.
he knows what I'm talking about. And even... You know, I'm not a person that holds grudges. I'm not a person that I'll get mad at somebody or angry, politically correct, angry with someone, but I'm not the kind that'll hold it. Now, what I am is the kind that can dismiss somebody, you know, love them from afar. I can do that, but my cousin has, and we can learn from anybody, has, you know, really a heart that can forgive and still be close to you, even though you've done something wrong. So I admire that about you, Jim, that you're able to do that. As a matter of fact, I posted something on Facebook to that effect about you, so... We just know that God is in control. That's my motto. It has been for going on 3 years now. I always knew that God was in control, but I was never proclaiming it like I do now. When a situation comes that I can't handle, I just say, God, you're in control. You know how
Amen.
To handle. You know what to do with this. You know how I'm supposed to act and how I'm to help me to get to that place that I can do that. But knowing all the time that God is in control and that he so loved us. The Bible says in John that he so loved us that he gave his life for us. So know that if I have the love of God, that's it. If I'm sleeping in my car, as long as I know God loves me, because he's not going to leave me in that car. He's not going to leave me, you know, there. He's going to put me in a goodly place. The Bible says that your latter shall be greater than your beginning. So grab scriptures out of the Bible that you can. I don't, in the war room, the movie, the lady, of course, she lived in this big, beautiful home, and she had a closet that became her prayer closet. And I posted this on Facebook, and it was a comment to someone else's post, but she emptied out her closet. She went into her prayer room, and she, you know, had her shoes and, you know, her clothes, and so she emptied out her closet. And I said, well, Lord,
I don't have a closet that I can empty out because I'm in a small house. I'm not in a big house. I'm in a small house. And I got my all of my rooms full to the gills. And so I said, I don't have that. But what I do have is a corner in my room. And so I said, Lord, you don't necessarily literally mean go in your closet. Go in yourself and let God. I've always had scriptures on my wall, you know, that I've written out and taped on my wall. But I'm taping more now. And my plan is I have a chair in my hallway that I'm going to put in this corner where my sewing machine is. Move my sewing machine over. And that's going to be my prayer. That's going to be my prayer closet. That's going to be my prayer closet. We come and I can sit and I can talk to God, read my word, and, you know, and get some answers to some things. So God is present. He's with us and he loves us. And in Jeremiah, he said, I know the plans. I know the plans that I have for you to prosper you and to bring you to a good end. 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Put that up, Jim. Put that where you can see that. And
Jeremiah 29:11.
29:11.
Okay.
Jeremiah 29:11. The Lord allowed me, I don't remember, many years ago, I was looking at one of the televangelist programs, and this lady was giving this testimony about her husband dying, and it was a shock, you know, that he died. And she quoted that scripture, and when she quoted that scripture, it went straight to my spirit. I had never heard the scripture before, even though I love the Old Testament, but I had never heard that scripture before. So I researched and I found the scripture, and that was before it became a popular scripture. It was one of those hidden treasures, one of those hidden golden nuggets that God had. And now it's a popular scripture. People that aren't even saved quote that scripture. So know that God has plans for you. You're not just out here just, you know, wandering in space. God has plans for you. He has specific plans for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, God is good. God is good. God is good. Sister Renita, are you ready for my husband to pray?
Yes, ma'am. I'm always ready for prayer.
Amen. Amen. God bless everybody.
And God bless you, cuz.
God bless
you. All right. Just to hear from you, just know that God is with you. I have been down and settled to hear all the requests that have come in, but I do know that Jim, as well as we know you and know some of the stuff you're going through, and just your expression of your faith in and need for God, I just want to share this with everybody. Before I pray, I was sitting here thinking about, as I listened to all that was going on, and you know, pardon me, I'm kind of babysitting here too. I got the little John here, and my wife can understand what it is. But anyway, I was thinking about the fact that we as the saints of God, as believers in God, we have some very powerful weapons, extremely powerful weapons. And somehow I got off on the tangent And I like to think it was the Holy Ghost, but I'm not going to put everything on God. But I did think about when we watched the movie, this goes way back, The Karate Kid, and how that the young man, as he was learning karate for the purpose of self-defense, and he saw his teacher do something that he was very curious about. He had not seen it in all that he had been teaching him and all that he had seen. And I can't even remember what the maneuver was called. But he said, "What is that?" And he told him what it was, and he said, "When done right, it's indefensible." And lo and behold, as the movie went on and got to the climax, this young man was in a situation where he had really become pretty desperate. And he had studied and learned this maneuver. And so now it's time that he just got not much left in him at all. But there he stood, poising himself to go into this maneuver. And his sensei saw what he was doing and was, you know, in his quiet way, cheering him on and saying, yeah, this is the time. And lo and behold, he used that maneuver, and it gained him the victory, the ultimate victory in that situation. Sometimes we get to the point where we just don't have much left in us. We've gone through, and just even going through, just another word about going through. The Bible lets us know we go through some things. We will go through some things. A very interesting definition I heard from the evangelist once about the word through. When you go through something, that means you enter in and then you come out. So the fact that we've gone through means that we went in, but we came out. And when we look back, we can see that we are still standing, not only still standing, but stronger because of what we've gone through.
Amen.
I was thinking that we have some very powerful weapons. I just want to remind every listener, you've got some very powerful weapons. We've got, first of all, the Word of God. The Word of God has the answers of life. It has guidance. It has words of power, how to live and how to be victorious. And we definitely have prayer. The Bible lets us know that Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And another of those powerful weapons that we have, and prayer, we know we pray to the Father. We pray in the name of Jesus and we pray to the Father. And the Bible lets us know that if we will ask anything of the Father in the name of Jesus, and if we are believing that it will be done, and that's another weapon that we have, just our faith in God that Jim, you express so heartily, that you just know and trust God. And then the other thing that we have, and if you don't have this, you need to get this, and that is the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God himself living in us. Because the Holy Ghost, Jesus said, called the Comforter, which was going to come and is now here. We are able to experience this. He talked to his disciples about it, saying that it will come. They didn't know what it was then, but we know what it is now. And he said, he called it the Comforter. So that the Holy Ghost will comfort you in things as we go through. We can be comforted because the Holy Ghost is alive and risen up in us. And not only is it a comforter, But he said it will lead you and guide you into all truth. And he said it would bring back to your remembrance everything that he has taught you. So just walking in the Spirit, walking by the lead of the Holy Ghost will keep us comforted in the storm. It will lead us and guide us into the right way. My wife spoke so much about earlier just hearing the voice of God, and that's how we hear the voice of God, through the Holy Ghost. And when we hear and follow the voice of God, we are led and guided into truth, into the right way. And there comes times when we just don't remember, or we just doubt, but that Holy Ghost will rise up in us and bring back to our remembrance the things that he's promised us, the victories that we've already won, that will guide us and bring back to our remembrance every instruction from the Lord our God, from his son Jesus as he walked this earth. So make sure that you just tap in to those weapons. Seek the word of God. Pray and just let the Holy Ghost lead and guide you. Operate in faith. And there's absolutely no problem, no thing that is too hard for God. You will go through things, but as you enter in and endure them like a good soldier, as the Bible says, you will come out, and you'll come out victorious, just like the Hebrew boys as they were thrown into the fiery furnace. They went in with their faith saying, we know that our God is able. He may or may not deliver us, but we know that he can. They maintained their faith, and when they came out, there was not even the smell of smoke on them. God is just awesome. So whatever your needs are, whatever your desires are, look to the Lord, and we're looking to the Lord with you right now as we pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We pray right now, Lord God, for you to just move. Move in the lives of every believer, every seeker that is on this line, that has expressed a need for you to come into their lives. Lord, move. Hallelujah. Deliver. Heal. Lord God, make a way. And let it be shown in the name of Jesus. Make the path clear. Open up our spiritual eyes, Lord God, that we will see and know which way to go, that we will see you ahead of us, leading us in the right direction. Every decision, Lord God, we pray that it be for your believer, that divine decision, that they will do what you will have for them to do. You know, Lord God, the plans that you have for us to prosper. Hallelujah. You don't have a plan for us to fail. You don't have a desire for us to do anything but be just excellent in you, to be victorious in all things. You even declare that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, that we, hallelujah, are victorious in all things. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing. In the name of Jesus, we speak deliverance. In the name of Jesus, we command even the finances right now to line up those situations that seem impossible. Lord, the winds still know your name because you spoke and said, peace be still to the storm, and it was calm. Every storm in the life of your believers speak peace right now. In fact, Lord God, you gave us the authority to do even greater works, and we declare peace right now in the name of Jesus. We declare tranquility. We declare deliverance. And Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you, and we just look to you for the manifestation of how you will bring us out in the name of Jesus. We, hallelujah, all have needs. And right now, Lord God, we seek you to fulfill, Lord God, your mission in our lives, your vision in our lives, hallelujah, your purpose in our lives. Even though we seem to struggle, Lord God, we know that you're able to bring us out. In fact, you are bringing us out, and we just by faith follow you every step of the way. We thank you for the joy. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for walking in divine health. We thank you, Lord God, for making a way. We thank you for saving us in our situation. Lord God, whether it be our cars, our housing, Lord God, our bills that we are just inundated with. Lord God, we know that you're able to bring us out, whether it be bad credit, Lord God, whether it be bad relationships that need to be mended. Father, you can do it. Hallelujah. And we're calling on you right now to let it be made manifest in your people. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every negative spirit, over fear, over doubt, over anxiety, all of those things that would come as a result, high blood pressure, hallelujah, migraine headaches, depression. We come against them right now in the name of Jesus. There is no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper. And we declare victory right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We count it as done. Whatever the need is, every one of us, hallelujah, we reach out as to touch the hem of your garment, hallelujah, and receive the virtue from you, hallelujah. That is the deliverance in our situation, hallelujah, the healing of our bodies, the healing of our minds, the healing of our relationships, the healing of our circumstances, the healing of our finances, the healing of everything, Lord God, that is a weakness or a sickness in us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Bless your people, Lord. Cause us, Lord God, to believe. We are like the man that said, Lord, we believe and help our unbelief, that we will grow according to your scripture from faith to faith, that we will be pillars of faith, believing and knowing that there is nothing too hard for you, and that we shall be victorious in every situation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank you for that prayer. That was a beautiful and blessed prayer. Does anyone have anything they want to say? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. I touched me. I'm sorry. That was a blessed prayer. You have anything you want to say?
No, I just thank God, you know, for my cousins and you, you know, that we were able to come together and pray and testify, you know, with each other.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God will do it all the time.
Yes, he will. And we just thank God. We thank God for you, Sister Anita. And
we just pray your success on next week. I'm trying to get my appointment in, but we just pray that, you know, you're successful and we'll finally get a chance to meet next week. I'm so excited. Face to face, we'll get to meet.
I am tickled pink. You don't even know. I am tickled pink. I can't wait. I can't wait. I am having a fit. I cannot wait. I know the angels going to rejoice that day. There they go, y'all. They finna bless the Lord.
I love it. Yes.
So you cannot get your appointment on set on the 12th. There's no more room? Because you could came while I was there. There's no more room for next Saturday?
I don't know, because I didn't put in the right amount of miles, and so it didn't come up for me. But my husband put in more miles, and they said, how close do you want, you know, your meeting to be? And so I'm gonna do that today. I'm gonna go in and try to get one. So I'm gonna try to get one for next week. Yeah. Oh, I can't because I got to do broadcast.
You gotta do what?
I have to do the.
Because next weekend is really my weekend, and I took off. We quit.
Well, amen. Well, that's amen. Okay. You let me know what's needed in everything.
I will.
And so I just want to remind everybody to tune in. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Renita.
No, go ahead.
I just want to remind everybody to tune in to New Destiny Ministries. Pastor Adrian Bernard, she broadcasts Tuesday through Thursday. And again on Sunday, she has, someone else is doing the prayer for her now, but tune in from 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. Tuesday through Thursday, you will be blessed by the men and women of God that you have coming on the broadcast. And then, of course, tune in every Saturday to this broadcast, They Overcame and Morning Glory. Hallelujah, where we are giving God all the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due his name. And I thank you, Sister Renita, for stepping in and helping us. We're going on in November. We will have been on the broadcast for 4 years. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Today made my 1 year anniversary.
Amen.
Actually, it was yesterday. One year.
Yes. God is good. God is good.
Yeah.
God is good.
And I'm still standing. Thank God. Thank God. Yes. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Because I'm going to go ahead and close out and let everyone enjoy their Labor Day weekend and seek the Lord with all your soul and all your might.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we're ending. I'm going to, I have the song queued in, so I'll play the song.
You sure will. And everybody, I thank everybody who tuned in via call-in, via broadcast, via computer. I thank you. God bless you and enjoy your weekend.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.